You're listening to Brooklyn Tings Podcast with Sheehan Star, where they will be discussing love, life, and many other topics going on around the world. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, alright?
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Tings, and we are She and Star. And tonight we have a guest, Michelle, here for our episode, the season 2, episode 2, Forgiveness. Let's go, ladies.
We wanted to dedicate this episode to Mikey Spice, my homie, Big Belly Rude Boy. The reason why we decided to dedicate this particular episode to him, because it's about forgiveness. And a long time ago, many, many, many years ago, Mikey Spice introduced me to his sister, Shelly. And from there, our friendship took off. And we have been rocking for, I think, maybe 5 years. And then we had a disagreement and fell out for another 5 years, I believe. And we're back. And she's here. So, Michelle, how have you been?
I'm doing well.
It's good to see you.
It's good to be seen.
Unfortunately, we reconnected due to the death of Mikey Spice.
Mm-hmm. Which is her brother.
Which is her brother. I'm sorry. I felt from the moment you called me that him being ill brought us full circle. So again, this is why this episode is dedicated to him. Okay, so let's get into the business. Okay, so we were cool, rocking for years, and we had a disagreement.
Right.
You want to elaborate? Elaborate?
No, go ahead. You're doing a good job.
I can't.
We had a disagreement on something that I can say wasn't my business, but anyone that know me know I have opinion about everything.
It's hardly too much, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. We had a disagreement, and things got a little ugly. Things were said on both ends, I believe. Accusations were made on both ends. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say?
Okay.
Then that's not fair to say.
She said, okay, wait, no.
I'm just seeing where this is going.
Okay. So give me your opinion. Tell the people what happened.
Well, I think that when you go through things, that it's difficult to accept someone else's opinion, especially when they have a big impact on your life. And I could say for me at that time, maybe I was immature. Well, I was immature. And
I think we both were.
Right. And I could not see where you were coming from. Mm. And that did not sit well with me. Mm. So we came from a space where we do everything together. Everything I support you through, and I felt like this one time that I needed your support, you failed me. So it wasn't even about the situation. It was just
you trying to make me cry.
No, oh. It was principle for me. Mm-hmm. It was definitely principle for me. And then, of course, the things that I heard after that, then I'm like, this is just ridiculous. And I think anger didn't bring me back. Like I was upset. Mm-hmm. I was angry. I let minute situations become bigger, mm-hmm. which. Could have been nipped in the bud right then and there.
It should have been.
So for that, yeah. I do apologize. Mm-hmm. Because there's things that we could have probably just sat, laughed about, drank about.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Just discussed it at that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. I feel it could have definitely have been ironed out, but I felt like all the other little arguments that we had, I always the one that was reaching out first. So that time I was just like, you know what? I ain't calling. That's it.
I didn't get that. I didn't feel like you were. Because we never really had arguments.
I mean, no, but we had our little disagreements.
Here and
right
there.
Right before Dubai, we went away. We had a disagreement.
Girl, we had a disagreement in Dubai.
We had plenty of disagreements. Y'all ganged up on me. I was by myself.
I definitely remember that.
I'm all alone.
But at the end
Dubai.
Of the day, like we was still like all good. You know what I'm saying?
It was,
like,
it's okay. It's okay to get upset with each other and disagree. It's okay.
I think what the problem was with Michelle and I, the friendship moved so fast. Mm-hmm. And then there's an age difference. Mm-hmm. And being that she met me at the stage of my life that I was. Mm-hmm. You met me when I was 7, 8. You grew with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You've mm-hmm. seen the changes. You know everything. I think me and Michelle's friendship just went so fast that she didn't really know the person that I am. Mm-hmm. And to I understand things. That yeah. she wanted that support. But in my mind, if something doesn't make sense to me, I can't support it. Is that right? Is it wrong? Mm-hmm. It's probably dead wrong. I'm wrong most of the time.
It's wrong.
But I can't, if I don't, because I feel like I'm being fake.
No, it's not about being fake. And there's a difference. It's about support. We're not, it's not about you asking someone to come over and sit in our face all day. You're not asking that. It's just you have to be my friend and be supportive towards me, with me or around me. And if I have something to say, I'm not going to elaborate and tell you everything that's going on in my life. But this is a situation. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. At the time right now,
I'm happy for me.
Be happy for me.
Because if you said to me, I'm going to go bust this dude windows out his car, I would be like, that's wrong. But come on, hurry up. Let's go. Let's
get this done real quick.
Right. Yeah, okay, the cops are coming. Let's go.
Because when I bust the windows out,
I'll
drive
myself. I know at that moment is going to make you happy. Mm. It's not the right thing to do. But let's do it and get it over with, and let's go for drinks later.
I understand. And I understand more so now. But back then, I didn't get it. Right.
I didn't get you, and it's fair to say that you didn't get me.
Right.
But I respect that now.
Right. Right.
Definitely. You know, and
I think, like I said, because it was just like a whirlwind. It was just like, oh, I met somebody. She don't get on my nerves. She has time because me and you don't get on my nerves, but your time is limited. You're Jamaican. You have 7 jobs. So you out there working 7 jobs and doing what you're doing. So you didn't have time. So it's like, oh, shoot, I got somebody that don't get on my nerves.
And she likes to do the things
she's a shopaholic, all this stuff. So great. Come on, let's go. Hold my hand. Be my friend. Mm-hmm. And then when the difficult things, I think, well, not really. I guess maybe the support thing came up. Mm-hmm. I was short.
But that was a big, big thing for me. That was a really, really
And you know
big
another
thing
reason why, and not to say that it makes it right, I didn't see it because I don't need support in anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You say that, no, but you do.
Crazy. No, you say that,
you
but
say
you
that,
do.
But you do.
But I don't
And you've gotten
so.
It.
Because
you've gotten
every
it.
Time I tell this girl, Star, something, she always disagrees. She never supports me.
No. I support you. I support you in anything. But there's a difference of disagreeing and support. There's a big
Let
difference.
Let me tell you what you say. Mm-hmm. She, that's not right. You shouldn't do that. But I know you, and you're going to go and do whatever you want
to
do.
But honestly, to me, within the last, I'm thinking maybe year or two, I have seen the change of either you kind of like stepping back or probably being more quiet about it than saying, well, you shouldn't be doing this and blah, blah, blah. You kind of sit back for a little bit. You have changed. I do believe that you're not just, I don't
everybody
think.
Everybody has to change. You don't.
Yeah, that's, uh-huh. yeah. It's a yeah. difference of maybe a couple of years ago when you guys got
Absolutely.
Into your tiff, then, you
Absolutely.
Know, it was like, oh, I don't like what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. To me now, I think you kind of think about it a little bit mm-hmm. more. And or sometimes you just don't say nothing, too. Because I think we kind of,
I'm joking.
But I kind of like say, and I always say that, like, not everything is, you have to say something. Everything
that
happens.
That's so hard for me.
And that's hard for her.
Right. So
that.
I think so. Sometimes you need to either be able there to listen, mm-hmm. or you can say, is this a conversation where we need to be giving advice? So do you need me to be right now a listener, mm-hmm. or do you want me to give advice
but
to
see,
you right
I
now?
But see, I don't know if I had said it back when we was cool. I am not the friend you can vent to. I never said that. No, I'm not. That's not true. Because I'm gonna have an opinion on it.
That's not true.
You know, I'm gonna give you. I don't feel like I'm that friend you could vent to. Because it's in at the end of the day. Okay, so what are we gonna do about it? You gonna keep going over this over again? We gonna solve it? What are we gonna do? I don't think I'm the venting friend.
Okay.
I want to be. Mm-hmm. Like I told America, half the time I'm wrong. Let's just put it out there. I got my way. I'm wrong most of the time, but it's okay. But I want to be the friend that, you know, people convince to, but I just don't think that I'm mad. I don't know how to shut the fuck up.
You think?
And I know that. You know, I don't know if I knew that back then, but uh-huh. now I know. Because me and you became friends when I was in my 30s. I'm knocking on another number. You know what I'm saying? So it was a different time then. Right, but now right. I know I can't shut the fuck up. I get on my own nerves. So I'm sorry. Because I'm pretty sure I got on your nerves. And I'm sorry for not giving you that support because I just don't. But now you know. So if it ever come a time again where you feel that I'm not being supportive, you could be like, hey, bitch, you know, you're doing this again. You know what I mean? And you'll be able to, and then I'll be able to correct it. But I do apologize to you. I'm not going to cry. I do apologize to you for not being supportive to you, because like I said, in my mind, I thought that was being fake. If I do one thing and then still be holding your hand, I don't think that's genuine.
But it's a difference though. It's a difference.
I'm trying, y'all. Goddamn it. I don't know. This shit is hard. Goddamn it.
I'm trying. I can apologize for shutting down. Like just closing the door, not looking back. And I think what did it was you didn't wish me a happy birthday. And that hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because
that happened
we
during,
celebrated
yeah.
all yeah. of our birthdays all yeah. of the time together. Mm-hmm. And then I think I blocked you on something, Instagram and Facebook.
Probably.
And then I think that sent you on a rant.
I went on a rant?
Oh, yeah.
I went on a rant?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I went on a rant on social media?
Well, I'm not sure because I don't know. We weren't friends or whatever. But
no, I don't remember you.
Not even on social media, just people that we had in common.
Oh.
Because then they would come back and tell us
stuff. Oh, yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
Oh, so I'm like, I just think that things are like a little distorted. Like the truth wasn't told. So it made me seem like a bad person.
But also, you got to remember, I mean, sometimes the person that's telling you is not, don't tell
right,
the
story
correctly.
The message gets, you know, changed,
definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Going from different people to different people, they add, they spin on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
of
no
course.
One sat down and was like, y'all need to stop this shit. Y'all need to stop. You
Nobody's
come over here.
Nobody's
you come over
that.
Here.
No,
and y'all need to stop.
Everybody likes to hear mess.
Right.
Right.
No one's going to do that.
And I get that now. Mm-hmm. Looking back at it, I get that now.
Because I think a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, I do think that some people are jealous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, that comes with the territory. Because when you're getting asked questions, like, are you guys together? Then that tells me that you already took
right.
out friendship somewhere else where it never was.
Right. Yeah. And that's because they lack friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's understandable.
And
I never took it personal.
Through this whole process of you guys going through this whole thing, I kind of like in the beginning, I was like more of, well, I'm hoping you guys, you know, I thought you guys would just get over it or whatever. Until it got a little bad, you know, but I really thought you guys would get over it. And then like I said, you know, at the end of the day, she's my friend. And if, when she's hurting, I hurt, you know, so I went through my phases of being upset about it. As well, like in the beginning, I wasn't really upset. And then I think when she stopped being upset about it, I got upset about it because I was just like, damn, it shouldn't have went this far. There's no way. And I always say that to people, especially when it comes to friends. And I've seen this for years. And I told you I have a cousin that had a homegirl, and when they got into it, it got bad, like bad. This is like y'all was just mediocre.
I don't even think this was bad.
Yeah, it like it got bad.
I
said to myself. Yeah, it was. Mm. It was just, and like I said, there's so many people in the fight. You know, too many people throwing. Look, that's why it got so far. If it was something that was just left between you guys, it would have never went that far to me. But I believe that too many people got, and going back to the whole situation I was talking about, I had a cousin that, you know, fell out with a friend, and like it got nasty, and they were talking about each other and the family, and it just got really, really, really nasty. And I'm glad that, like I said, things probably were said between you guys, but I don't think it was nothing that could be fixed. You know, like it's not nothing that you guys can't work out, and you know, try not to. Oh, I wouldn't rehash it that much because
there's
sometimes,
no need to.
Yeah, because
I don't think there's a need to.
I think there was a need to have for us to talk about it.
Definitely.
I called
you
the other day, and I'm like, you know, we just need to really talk this out, just to see.
No, I was going to talk to you anyway.
Yeah, what happened, where it went wrong, and you know, I acknowledged my wrongs, and so did you, and I think that was fine. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, no, I don't need to go back over it again. I think you just said that Michelle, you just said that you think it dragged on too long. In a way, I think that way, but in a way, I say that it played out just the way it was supposed to play out.
Mm-hmm.
You need to grow. I needed to grow. You know what I mean? We had to both get to the point where we recognized what we did wrong and accept it and then, you know, hopefully move on. But I think it happened just when it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not the same crazy girl back then. I got a couple more pounds and 2 locks.
And just and just like I said, you just to me, you're just in a different space. And you're a little bit more calm then
yeah, when you gain weight, you get calm
because you can't be all excited. Fast. You can't move
and
so fast.
Yeah, your hands can't be flying if you're fat, so you got to slow it down and be calm.
But she was, I believe. So I'm thinking that now, you know, you guys are talking that it should be a lot better. You know,
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then it's also like I have the age difference with a friend too, like the same age. And, you know, I'm like a big sister to her. We talk here and there. Like, there's certain things that we don't talk about, and there's certain things that we do talk about, you know?
I think with us, I don't think it was I a big sister or just a sister? Mm-hmm. But I think where the age difference come in is because it's experience. And this
but
is
I never, the age difference, like, didn't mean it didn't make a difference.
No. You don't it usually doesn't, no. Yeah.
No? We did everything together, so.
But I think my opinion on certain things was a little different than, in certain situations was a little different because of experience and stuff.
Because sometimes you see a little bit more.
Yeah, and you lived a little bit more, mm-hmm. You know? So I think it did in some instance. But just don't think that my knees are as good as it was back then. Mm. So don't try to invite me to any kind of parties when the world opened back up because I can't do it. My liver and my knees don't function the way it used to back in the days. Okay, so I wonder, for you, Star, while we're going through this whole COVID situation, do you think forgiveness is a bigger thing now or is the same? Or do you think that these times change anything?
No, because I seen someone the other day, actually got sick. And they got... A friend that they had for years. This is the craziest thing ever. A friend they had for, they were kids, same friendship, like how we grew up together. And when they got sick, like the friend kind of like, you be all right.
Wow.
Type of friend. And they don't talk to them no more. Like that was it. That had to be a 40 something year friendship. That threw me. I thought at one point that was her family. And because she's a grown woman, she said that she literally and was so sad. They actually worked together, and the woman just you be fine. No, you good.
That's crazy.
Calling your friend up.
But then you know what? Too, you never know what somebody else is going through. Yeah. So when people do things, you can't internalize it like it's all about you. And
you're right.
Even if it's something.
No, she would act like the lady had the heebie-jeebies. Like. Come on, like, this is not the time to do that.
But everybody's
scared.
Yeah,
I get it. Acting like that.
I get it, and I definitely get it. You know,
you know I'm nervous because I got 19 days to go before I hit Aruba. So
No, I get it, but you don't do that to your friend. Like, I mean, I'm not telling you to come by. I mean, I would never put anybody in that situation to come to your house.
It would be a phone call.
A phone call, like, are you okay? Or do you need something? Do you need... I got sick. You know, I got sick. I had people calling me nonstop. I had people come up to bringing me food. I've had, you know, and these are friends. You know, these are my friends. And so I don't understand. Like, when she told me that, I could not understand that. I was at a point, I was like, I'm not answering this phone. They need to stop calling me. I just want to sleep.
Do you think that still plays a part, even not even sending a text or a phone call? It plays a part as far as you don't know what the next person is going through. I mean, because, okay, so this is what I tell everyone when I text someone and they don't get back to me and then I'm texting, do you shit?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody shit. So you got at least a good 5 minutes, right?
Text me back. I get that. Look, I get that. I get that.
4 or 5
minutes.
I do
my best work.
Sometimes I answer the text in my head.
I do that.
No, sometimes I write it out.
I write it.
I do that.
No, I write it and then don't press
send. Yes, I did.
I don't take nothing personal. Like, whatever. If now is not a good time, it's fine. Like, you just can't. Like, this is not the time for that. But as far as forgiveness goes, during COVID, I feel like if it's not genuine, don't even bother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I think about it like this now, because I went through the situation of my brother passing. If you can picture that person in a casket and not caring, then that person don't need to be in your life.
Gotcha.
Wow, I never thought about that.
I cannot. Wait, till you see the face. I cannot.
I'm trying to think.
If you can picture that person in a casket and you wouldn't have no hard feelings, you wouldn't feel anyway.
That's deep.
And you could
But
walk,
you gotta be a cold...
And you could walk right by them and not feel no way.
That's
and
deep.
You know that person does not belong in your life.
That's
so
deep.
when you think about disconnecting yourself from someone, then that's what you need to do.
Mm.
Wow.
That's what you should do.
That's serious.
I don't know. I don't like people that much, so I don't know. That might be hard.
No, but that. But you know what? I'm fine. Baby. I can't picture anybody in a casket. I'm crying. But that's deep.
But then you know that person has a place in your life.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't, then you wouldn't feel the way.
And now I'm putting all the people, well, some people that I don't speak to anymore, in the casket, and I'm like, nah.
So that means that maybe you need to give some people.
I'm thinking
that maybe you need to give some people a call. Yeah. I think you should.
Remember when I had said earlier that you always disagree with what I do and said, I know you're going to do it anyway? This is one of those moments right now.
But you know what? Just checking on you.
Yeah.
Like, what is that going to cost you? It costs you nothing.
Nada.
It costs you nothing. Well, he's just checking on you. You all right? All right, cool. That's it.
That's it. I'm good. Text, I'm just there.
But then sometimes, too.
Because now you hear something happen to them. Don't be boo-hooing. Don't do it.
It's going to be the first one.
Okay.
No, it depends. It depends. But I don't know. It wouldn't cost me anything, but then I don't want any dialogue after that. You know what I mean? If I say, hey.
And that's fine.
Because not everything is meant to be.
No, you don't have to answer it.
I'm spectacular. Everybody wants to be my friend in my life. Now this. So, of course, it's going to be something else. No. If I say, hey, how you doing? I hope all is well. It's going to be, I'm good. How you doing? I know because I'm spectacular.
I get it. You're talking about yourself. That's good.
But it's okay to check in. Because I have friends that I check in on. That we don't speak every day and we don't have that kind of...
There's nothing in the book that says you have to.
Nothing. You good? You good? Everything all right?
All right. Cool.
That's it. You put your sticky head to the window.
I just don't have any proof right now, but I really believe she's lying.
What?
Nothing.
About me?
No, not you.
I check up on a lot of... You'd be surprised. I don't even bust out my cell phone.
I'm sure there are some people that you did not check up on, and I'm not even going to say anything because I did somebody recently,
we had issues with, and they text me back, you good? That's all that matters. I'm good.
Keep it moving. As long as you know, I checked up on it.
I remember because she's lying.
Nope. Got the text to prove. You good? That's it. I'm fine with that.
I know some people that you did not text to find out if they good.
Who am I supposed to text and see if they're good?
Because you put your Dominican.
Huh? Wait, I'm trying to figure out who he's talking about. I got other people. And I actually rekindled some relationships that kind of was like a little sour this year.
You did?
Yeah.
This year? We're only 31 days in.
You know, since last year. But this year, too.
You ain't telling me about this.
Yeah, because I'm growing in my business.
Yeah, okay, whatever. We'll have to have this discussion.
But I have... Like, not even just friendships, family, you know, that I kind of... There's some family members I just ain't messing with, period, but some family members I kind of, like...
family holds over friends? Like, do you really feel like someone should check up on their family?
I think that the people that are there for you matter the most, and sometimes that's friends over family.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I think whoever you talk to on the daily...
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And you'd be surprised. Some people out of the blue sometimes becomes really good friends in weird situations.
And that's the crazy thing. Right. That's the crazy thing.
So,
yeah.
I've had a couple of those too pop up on my radar. Yeah.
No. I haven't had too many. And I don't think I want any. I'm at an age right now. I'm good. I don't need...
If I get drunk, somebody driving home, but go ahead.
I don't have my glasses. You know, that's a line everybody use when they don't want to drive. I don't have my glasses.
But I'm big on forgiveness. Like, it's all right for me. It depends on the situation. It depends on if it's something that could be forgiven. You know, forgiven.
In a way, I feel to each his own. If you feel that, you know, you want to forgive somebody, then go right ahead. If you feel that you don't want to forgive someone, I think that this should be fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you do forgive, it makes things a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the opportunity to move on and continue a friendship or just, you know, keep it at bay.
I don't think I have too much people... that I really got into it, like, really bad that we're not talking, you know? I don't know. Do I have anybody like that?
you don't have no friends.
You are right about that.
So it ain't really nobody that you could say.
And that's what it is for me, because I'm funny with people. I'm just like...
I think it's different because me and you, even though we're cool, we live like two totally different lifestyles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had the same job, well, one of the seven, for 35 years, and you 38. So that, you know, but I've jumped around to so many different jobs and so many people. Different friends and stuff like that. So I think it's a little different for the both of us. If you want to forgive, you forgive. If you don't, the hell with it.
But it's because sometimes it's okay to forgive in your heart. Then you don't have to let the person
know. Right. You're right. You can forgive, like, right. Yeah. You can give it to God.
Forgiveness is definitely for you. It's not for the other person.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's for you.
Right.
To feel at peace.
Yeah. And then you don't have to bake bread with them and be, you know, I'm spectacular. So, you know, when the friendships usually pick up, people usually want to hang out with me because
I don't even know why.
I'm spectacular. So, you know how that goes. And, you know.
Are there people that you would absolutely not forgive under no circumstances? Picturing them in that casket.
I cannot.
No, I don't think there's anybody that I wouldn't forgive. I don't think that anybody did anything
that bad.
That bad.
Yeah.
To me, to where I couldn't forgive them. Nah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So have you ever had anyone like that that you could not forgive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah.
That's
deep. I got to think about that, you know?
That would have to be up there with, like, doing something to my mama. You know what I mean? Or, you know, trying
Oh, no, no. I do have one person. I'm bugging. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, you have to, like, steal a pair, one of my favorite pair of shoes or something like that.
And the person even do nothing to me. I mean, it affected my family, but, it was something with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I still be looking for dude. Like, and, like, bad. Like, I'm driving down this block, like, looking in front of his house. Like, if I see him outside. And then I'm bugging, like, okay, what are you doing? You're not 25. Like, you need to.
That.
Yeah. Yo, and it's on my way to work.
I'll be right there.
There you go. The support.
You're on my way to
because
work.
Because I feel at the time she needs the support. And y'all will be in the jail. Call me. The one you can't vent to. But to bail them out.
Life took care of him hard. Hard body. Life took care of him hard. So, and time
took
care of
him. I don't have anybody. I'm grateful that I don't have anybody that, because that means. The horrible things didn't happen. I could say that I haven't been through anything horrible, but no, there's definitely not anybody.
You know why? Because you just tell people off one time and it doesn't.
And leave them alone. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You could have all the forgiveness, but that does not mean that you need to be putting my weave in my hand and we just... You know, vibing out.
Kumbaya.
No,
kumbaya.
No, that don't mean that.
Absolutely.
That don't mean that.
I've had a friendship that, went left. So south, I should say. And, we tried to rekindle it, and then it just wasn't working. I was just like, listen, this was too hard for me. Because you're going to have a little difficulty in the beginning, of course, because you got to fill each other out. Time
again,
passed.
Right.
Yeah,
learn
time
each other
passed.
Again. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've grown. Both you guys have grown at different paces and stuff like that. But it was just something like.
I think
just
because that person
right.
was a cuckoo bird.
I can't.
I think just that person
Yeah, it just
was
just not working
was
out.
Bird.
It was just, it wasn't flowing. And I'm,
because
I can't
time
be fake.
That
so fake
was
is.
Right.
Yeah.
The time that was spent apart, I think that she went through something. Traumatic, and then when y'all picked up and tried to reconcile a friendship, at that point she was a cuckoo bird.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I feel like if y'all gonna rekindle and you can't be that 100% friend that you were before, it
then
doesn't
what's
make
the point?
Sense.
What's the point?
Because who
want to
be half assed?
And I kind of had like a side eye on it.
Yeah,
too,
but
I'm like, I'm gonna try again.
She was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs,
but then that's not gonna work.
It is a difference. Like your guys' situation with. It was just like a disagreement, you know, like the whole supportive thing, which somebody was 100% wrong. Like, we'll say no names.
Now I'm wrong. Let me tell you, 5 years ago, it was, girl, you, what? No, because if you feel that way,
but you know,
was telling me I was wrong. But
that situation between me and her, it was like more of, you know, it was something that I felt like she kind of, how could I say, she
tossed out information when.
Yeah. when she something that she should have been told me.
Right, as a friend. Angry, something as a friend. That she should have told you as a friend. She blurted out because she was angry with somebody
when
else.
She should have told me that.
In real time.
Like when we were younger, mm-hmm. I would tell on my sister. When I got mad at my sister, I was telling my sister. Right. And then my mother, don't tell me now.
Uh-huh,
you didn't tell me before what happened. Right. So that's
and that's exactly what happened. Like, you waited until you got mad to tell me something.
But the crazy thing people is, she like did the same thing to
me. That's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Did the same thing to me. And that's why we stopped talking as well. So that's why I said, but even before that, in between that, when me and her were talking, I thought she was a cuckoo bird because she tried to rekindle the friendship. She was a cuckoo bird. She tried to. We all stopped speaking, but me and her were able to come back because I guess I think it was like a distance thing. I mean, she in Flatbush, I'm in Canarsie. So that's what, you know, because when I moved out there, things slowed down. So I think that was the issue. But you and her had that falling out. So when everything came back together, I was able to be a friend to her faster, and we just fell into the same routine. But you were still a little standoffish. And then she did the same thing to me when she got mad at somebody, blurted out something that she should have told me coffee. You know, so that I was like, oh, this your MO when you doing this. So then I had to just leave it alone because I get ghost real fast and don't ever call nobody ever again.
Me straight up and down. You will not see me.
But I don't think it was just you. I don't think because it was forced. I think that she was a cuckoo bird.
Yeah, that just wasn't working out. It's like, I guess it wasn't working out.
But I guess it's hard to... It depends on how you're set up. If you're set up somewhat of an adult and have rational senses, it might be a little difficult at first, but then you fall back into the groove. Because no matter if I grew or you grew, we still like to travel. We still like seafood. You know what I'm saying? So we still have
the staple thing together.
Right. But if you just like off your rockers, you know what I mean? That's going to be hard. And if your MO is throwing out information when you're angry with somebody, you did that at 15, 30, 45. Enough is enough already. That's just what you do. So it's not going to change.
Do you believe, something you just said also, do you believe that friends are friends because they have things in common? No. I don't believe that.
No.
No, right?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
No.
Because I have a friend, well, I know a friendship that, to me, I just can't understand the friendship that they have. And I guess it's not for me to understand. I guess it's for them to understand. But it's just very, they're like completely two different people. So not just be like, I just don't get it.
I think also, too, if it's a friendship where you grew with each other,
it's a little different.
She know things about me that you don't know, of course,
mm-hmm.
because we had that time together before you was around. Or she just know my makeup. She knows my mom. She know, you know, she knows. So I think sometimes friends may come together at a younger age and grow, but still on the strength of I've known her since I was seven. Opposed to I know her because we spend every moment as adults together. You know what I mean? And I think also too, some friendships are kind of like needy. Like, one could be more successful than the other, but yet you know her since she was seven, so she went to borrow $200, is okay. Because,
see,
you, you know, but you understand what I mean? Because
it's
something,
I get it. I get
something
it.
That makes them attract to each other. It's something.
Well, their relationship, so they're always going to be give and take.
It's a history.
So you have to be supplying something to be able to, and giving something. You
know
what I'm saying? Absolutely. It could, it could not be not monetary. I'm calling you for your advice.
Yeah.
That's a friendship. I'm calling you. That means I respect your opinion that much that I can call you for your advice. That's also considered a friendship.
I don't know. That friendship is just...
But don't you think that gets kind of taxing at times? Don't you
Absolutely.
Think that's a way? Yeah,
but then if you call that person back and ask them for advice, it's going two ways.
I guess. But what happens if one is basing that opinion and always being there as the basis of the friendship, but the other person is not? Maybe the other person is, because I know her since she was six.
That's when you have to sit down and realize,
just because,
is that
and I tell people
that
all the time, y'all gonna hear this again. Just because you know somebody for a long time doesn't mean that you have to be friends with them.
Absolutely not.
No, because there are some people, like, my friendship with Sheena is because we are friends. Like, it's like, that's my, you know, and we've been through hell and back. Okay?
Because you're stupid.
Growing up, because, and, you know, teenage years, stupid. 20 years, 20s, stupid. 30, you know, we've been We've been down the road.
You've been jealous of me throughout the whole time.
Oh, yeah, and I've been jealous of all the time. Yeah, jealous of my parents all the time.
Ridiculous.
And it's like, it's never been that bad. Even when we have fallen out, we've never been that bad that we could not rekindle our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Am I saying rekindle? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that we could not rekindle our friendship. It's never been, and it's never been like when we stopped talking, it's been your mama this or your man this and your friends
she's
this and like
she did,
none
she
of that.
That.
We never got to that. And we still see each other parents and still talk.
Because
and,
I think we have a responsibility to our parents and our families.
And it's a respect as well, you know?
Because
I've seen people stop talking and things get ugly. You're just like, what is going on? And that whole social media stuff just made it even 10 times worse.
Social media makes everything worse.
It really does. It really, really does. And that's where, like, sometimes you be pissed off. Just keep it, you know, I'm mad and just let it be. Not everything is for social media. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's a lesson learned. Because I know there's sometimes that people just go on social media to vent. Maybe they ain't got nobody
to talk to. I think if you ever get angry again with me, you should just take me for seafood.
Now this.
And then you don't even have to say nothing. If you be like, oh, let's go for some crab legs, I'm going to automatically know that you're angry with me. And then when we get there, I'll apologize.
After you pay. So there's some stages of forgiveness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So acknowledgement. Consider how you hurt the person and the pain has affected either of you.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptance for things that you cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
Determine whether or not you're willing to forgive, repair, learn, and the last step is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You think we covered all the bases?
Within the last couple of weeks, I believe you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the last, like, what, month?
Yeah.
Over a month? Yeah. Because
you guys had a lot of lot to think about as well, you know?
I didn't think about shit. No, I'm joking.
And in the circumstances, we're not outside running around these streets, so we have more time
too.
To think.
And I think the time. Mm-hmm. I think the timeline, like, as time for me, it got a little, I'm like, what, why is that so negative? I don't even know anymore.
She was saying something, I was like, girl, forget that. Go on with it. Tell me the story. Like, I'm like, we ain't even thinking about that. Like,
right.
And then she's, you know, all the way in London, and I'm like, damn, if it wasn't COVID, I would have jumped on a plane and went out there to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, and when I got off the phone at that first conversation, I sat at work and I was like, my friend needs me.
Yeah.
Like, everything
it
ain't
matter
even,
anymore,
ain't
right?
even.
And I respect that. I, like, totally appreciate that.
I don't know. I was a little, I just gave you the side eye, Shell. I was just like, I don't know.
She was like, so what do you think?
Because I'm just like, is this, because I'm like, this, is this going to work, you know?
Because you hearing the stuff that she's telling you.
But now, see, when you tell me a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
No, still, because there's still always still two sides of the story. But I was a little concerned, and she knows. I was just like, I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to, you know, come back from that or whatever. But I'm just a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I've been burned before by a friend. And whatever, to me, like I said, to me, y'all situation and y'all friendship before that was good. You guys were
solid,
rocking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole different situation. It wasn't like something that you lied to her or whatever. It was just, it was a disagreement because somebody wasn't supposed
Now it's all me.
And then.
But before, she was ready to ride out. And I don't even drive. And she was like, I got DMX playlist. I got the duct tape. let's go.
But,
and I had to talk her down. And now all of a sudden it's my fault.
This is an important lesson for you as well about being supportive and how much that meant to her. That meant a lot to her.
And I think you should have heard both sides of the story.
Yeah, the time.
You was
I heard
the whole story.
I heard
but
some
you
of
heard it.
It
from me because me and
but you know it's a
had
difference.
A relationship
yeah, because it's a difference. It's a difference of well, I don't want to hear this whatever because I'm so used to this. I'm so used to this rant. I don't want to hear this and I'm used to that. So I was just like, okay, but okay, there's a situation going on. You're not happy about it, but you at the end of the day, that's still your friend. That's still your friend. Like, you have to be...
I don't remember... I don't recall you saying that back then. I don't recall.
No, because you know what it was? It was a chain of events that
DMX
happened. That's what I was mad about.
And
the stuff that would happen after that. That's what I was supposed to say. It wasn't even the fact that... Because like I said, that I understood. What you're telling me now, I understand it 100%.
I believe that Trisha was one of the people that was saying, nah, you can't do that. You gotta support. You gotta... And I was like, no. That's how I felt. In a way, I still kind of feel that way because that's who I am. But I understand that that don't fly
It's just not nice.
It's not the point of if it's nice or if it's not. But you know me. I feel like
if the situation is not going to kill or damage or hurt that person, I'm going to be there. But I know if it's going to get that person hurt.
But we didn't know. I didn't know.
Let me tell you.
I didn't know.
There's times that you've been through situations and I wasn't 100% agreed with it.
No, most of the times you don't agree with what
and,
I did.
Shut up. And as I have to be a friend. I have to be supportive.
Right.
And say, well, I don't know. My first thing is okay, if something's going on that's not making you happy, then you know what you need to do.
But it's different.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a difference between me and you, and I don't feel that you can compare. Because we both have a responsibility, not only to each other, but to each other, families, and friends. Because
it does matter
because you are a sister. You're not even a friend.
No, but it doesn't matter. That's like me with my friend that, like I said, she's the same age as you, Shell, and I have a responsibility to make sure she's okay. In fact, you know, and I always say that.
Make sure that she's okay. Not be, oh, I have to be supportive.
No, I do. 100%. 100%. I do.
And I don't see. And this is where it comes in when we just different people.
And you know what?
You know, like, I don't agree with your opinion, but I'm here for you.
Listen.
I'm here for you. I don't agree with it.
Okay, so you know what? I will say this. Maybe I should have said that, but I didn't know how.
Because had you said that to me, I'd have been like, I love you. That's it.
But I just thought you knew where it was coming from.
But then as my friend, then you should trust my
judgment. Your delivery probably just sucked.
You should absolutely that too. But you should trust my judgment as your friend. You should trust my judgment. If I'm telling you, like, yo, no, this is different. This is different, and this is what I believe I feel.
And this is how. And this is again with the age and stuff
this.
Look at this.
But then when the situation turns positive. Then 5 years later, the situation is still going on and ongoing. Then what? Like, you wasn't there through that whole 5 years to support. You understand what I'm saying? So whether I agree with it or not, if it turns negative, guess what? I'm going to be right there to pick you back up and dust you off and be like, let's go. This is what we need to do. And then when it turns positive, guess what? I was along for the ride. And I'm glad that we wrote this out.
Don't agree.
And I get that.
I don't agree.
Because I understand.
I get that.
I've seen on your page, because you know I was being nosy, right? Okay. That you meant, because I didn't realize you guys were friends. I guess on Brooklyn Things, I was on Brooklyn, because every so I go on.
Oh, yeah.
And I seen your page. You went some really good places.
A bunch of places. Like,
and I'm actually
stuff.
A little jealous. Well,
we can do a rerun. We need to do this over. About forgiveness.
I'm sorry. Because you know
now everybody a travel agent.
I'm a vacay girl. I need.
Whatever.
Listen. So, you know, I was just like, you know. But I definitely believe that I'm glad. I'm sad about the situation, how you guys got back together.
Absolutely.
Because that honestly bothered me a lot. Like that whole situation, Michelle. And I wouldn't wish that on anyone. To deal with what you dealt with those couple weeks and stuff like that. And I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad you guys were able to rekindle the friendship. I think that it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like I said, we both are different stages of our lives that
Absolutely.
Things are a lot different,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I believe that as well, that she's grown, you know, don't let me cry.
And, my hair grew. Don't it look nice?
I can't. And I'm just, you know, I'm just waiting for our next trip when this world open up.
Whatever. Before we wrap, I wanted to ask you, Shelly, a question. Do you think that repairing the friendship at any moment during you going through what you went through as far as getting prepared to bury Mikey, do you think that our friendship made it any easier?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know how much you guys meant to each other. Remember, when I met you, you were already friends with him. You guys already had your relationship.
Right.
So at that point, it was like, it didn't matter anymore. Like, nothing mattered. Yeah. Just like death trumps everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And whoever don't believe that
so
is crazy.
So just because we talked for like hours.
Yeah.
Hours while I was in London. Mm-hmm. And then even when I came back, nothing ever changed.
Right.
Like, right back at it.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I think that made it a little easier because I didn't have a lot of people to talk to. I mean, I had some real bona fide people that stood by my side. But it made a difference because you knew him.
Right. Good. That makes me
feel
better.
And I appreciate you both for being there. I really do. I really
absolutely
dropping everything and being there. Like, absolutely. I always appreciate that.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you too, homie.
And thank you for coming to this episode of Brooklyn Saints.
Of forgiveness. Woo!
I cannot. She's so wretched. I can't.
Shut your mouth. Thank you guys for listening. And it's a wrap.